This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, we saw a number of new national polls appear, all showing President Barack Obama's approval rating stuck at about 50%, and Congress is far below that. The latest poll comes from the Pew Research Center, and its director, Andy Koha, joins us in our studios. Andy, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. Happy to be here.
Your poll shows a pretty unhappy country out there.
Mad
about the economy, lack of work, crunch on credit. Where's the finger of blame being pointed right now?
In a variety of places. Both parties are seen as not offering solutions. 60% say the Republicans are not. 50% say the Democrats are not. Mm-hmm. But the real villains, if you pardon my use of the word, to come out of this poll are our financial institutions. 67% of the public rate them negatively. And while this public is in less of a mood to regulate the economy or have government control of the economy than a year ago, people make an exception for the banks and the big financial companies. Most people want more government regulation of financial institutions. And the thing that really angers people are the bonuses. Mm-hmm. 67% say, I'm angry about that. Twice the percentage who say they're angry about gridlock in Washington. And even 30% is a big number when it comes to anger, not just disapproval.
Mm-hmm. And now, despite the fact, to preempt some email inquiries we're going to get, despite the fact that Wall Street figures raised plenty of money for the Obama campaign, who raised more money than anyone had before, and you have figures like Tim Geithner and Larry Summers in the administration, is Wall Street identified with one party more than the other?
Well, probably not. Certainly, the Republican Party is doing a little bit better these days at a time when the financial industry is doing a lot worse in terms of the public's view. And while the Republican Party is seen more as the party of business and the Democrats as the party of the average guy, mm-hmm. That connection is not being made in a way that it once was.
Really?
Yeah.
So when people are mad at Wall Street, it's not just one party.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Or that connection may not be made in the future. In fact, it's not there.
The president and congressional Democrats, for that matter, often remind people about the mess that they inherited a little over a year ago. How does the American public, after the Democrats have been in power for this length of time, accept that explanation?
People, when asked, still say the Republicans are responsible for plurality, 39 to 27, say the Republicans are responsible, not the Democrats, for current economic conditions. However, the public is increasingly frustrated by President Obama's attempts to mend the economy. 50% say he's not trying hard enough. Mm-hmm. We have equal numbers saying he's helping and hurting the economy. So while the Democrats may not own responsibility for causing it, they have responsibility to fix it because they are in power.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president often points out, if he's criticized for getting, some people would say, distracted by health care overhaul, that he sees that as necessary to improving the economy.
Well, the surprising thing in this poll is that while most people continue to say they oppose the health care reform bills, only 25% of the public says, let's drop it. Most people say, even many of the mm-hmm. opponents say, let's keep going and get this fixed. Health care reform, in principle, is well regarded, but the public doesn't like the proposals that mm-hmm. they've seen.
Now, the conventional wisdom, as I don't have to remind you, although you're a man that thinks above and beyond the conventional wisdom is when you have people this unhappy, the party in power is going to suffer and lose seats in Congress. How does that play out in your mind? Right
well,
now?
You certainly see some indications of that. The image of the Republican Party is a little bit better for the first time in years. The image of the Democratic Party has slipped. Voting intentions mm-hmm. are about even. So there are indications of that. It's a matter of what will the degree be? Will this be like 1982, where Ronald Reagan's Republican Party lost a modest number of seats, or will it be like 94 or 06, where there's a real turnaround in party control of Congress with a big shift in seats? It's too early to tell that. While there's a lot of anti-incumbency, as much as we've seen in many, many years, what we don't have are President Obama yet being very, very unpopular. He's lost approval. He's lost he's lost a lot of approval points, but he's nowhere close to where Bush was back in 06. And in a lot of respects, President Clinton was much weaker in 94 than President Obama is now or has been.
A lot of people draw that comparison with President Reagan in the sense, is President Obama more popular personally than some of his policies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You see the same connection between lower approval and higher personal favorability. The other important thing is you see the same precise correlation between the rise in Obama's disapproval numbers and the rise in unemployment. We have on our website a comparison of these two charts of unemployment and approval ratings for both presidents. They're absolutely parallel.
Mm. So the approval rating is very much dependent on the degree to which the American public holds the president and the administration responsible for stimulating jobs.
They don't blame the president, but they say it's his job to make it, to change it. And they're getting increasingly impatient. But Obama's approval ratings, despite all this frustration, have held on pretty well. He's 50% been at 50% for close to 6 months.
Andy Cohut, director of the Pew Research Center, always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
Happy to be here.